Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. The twist is here. The twist has arrived. The Paradise original twist. So we're going to discuss that. And at the end of the episode, 11 new additions to AB's Pyramid?
Oh, the biggest shakeup yet. Stay tuned.
It's got to be. It's 11, right? Or it seems it's, right. Danielle and
yeah,
the 10 new people. Okay.
Yeah. Five each, and then her, yeah.
Any other preamble?
This is a phenomenal TV show. This is reality TV at its finest. Bachelor in Paradise. It just blows me away every week. I'm enjoying this season immensely, okay?
Let's make that the mailbag question. I want to know what people think of this season in general and the twist now that it's here, because I have some ways they could improve
the twist?
It.
Of course there's ways to improve it.
But overall,
this is why people watch
Paradise, because it is chock full of entertainment start to finish.
Entertainment. The best people.
It's why you slog through the franchise.
Yeah, it's why you do it, folks.
Start with the cocktail party on Monday, episode 6. They're expecting a bloodbath.
Bloodbath. Red rose ceremony, says Justin, which I think we've said before. I think we've used before.
Even with Romeo leaving, 5 guys are on their way out.
You notice nobody realized Romeo left? Nobody had realized Romeo left for like 2 days.
Yeah, they didn't really make a scene of it.
Someone asked the next day or maybe 2 days later, yeah. They're like, and I think Romeo's gone. I'm not certain if he's gone. I haven't seen him around, I guess.
Romeo didn't really interact. You didn't see much of Romeo talking to other people anyway. Like a lot of times he'd be off to the side watching someone tell a story. You know, when they're in a group on a daybed and someone's like going through something, he's just watching. He's not really
kind
in the mix.
A step behind, just kind of listening and smiling.
Michael's feeling sorry for himself. He didn't expect Sierra to leave. And he's at the bar, you know, saying to Wells, man, might be going home. You know, he's like borderline saying his goodbyes. And Wells is like, tell me what you're looking for, and we will bring down a person who matches that description. We will
make sure
that we get you somebody before the next word. Basically, don't worry about it.
You're not going anywhere, pal.
That was never a concern, really.
Is there any point in this episode where you thought Michael might be headed home?
Well, reminder, I saw a Michael.
Oh, you saw a Michael. Spoiler, of course.
A spoiler adjacent. I wouldn't call it a spoiler. It was one of those headlines that was like, does Michael and blank, are they still together or do they leave? So I didn't click on it.
But you know the name.
The blank was not Sierra, I will reveal.
Okay, well so I thought him and Sierra were going to end up together, and you saw something about them leaving together. Now it's very obvious.
I'm not saying anything else.
It's Daniel Maltby and him.
I'm not saying anything
else. It's got to be. There's no way it's not.
To be clear, I did not see. I don't know that they left together, that they stayed together till the end.
You just know that they are a couple on Paradise. That ruined the Sierra thing for you from the get-go.
Yes. That's an accurate description. Someone else could come down. Another widow of similar age.
Someone go back and listen to Rim with the Sierra talk. See if he gave anything away in there. I didn't notice anything.
I did a great job. I think I did a great job.
Okay.
No, I did a great job.
That had to be hard to do. When
I definitely made it obvious. I can't believe you believe that.
I thought you saw something that said Sierra and Michael left together.
No, wow, I fucking tricked the shit out of
you. You tricked me.
I knew it was somebody else.
No, I didn't know that.
Anyway, Jared and Ashley leave. Nobody cares. Shanae and Logan and James.
Good sign. Nobody cares. Nobody does care. Nobody.
Hey, we did it.
Jesse starts the cocktail hour. We got to talk about two Bachelor in Paradise legends here. Let's take a second to talk about them. I know none of you care. They haven't helped you at all. And their storyline is stale, but we got to talk about them and send them off the right way. Give them the microphone. Let them say their piece.
I mean, calling Jared and Ashley Paradise royalty is kind of, I'm trying to think of like a player who's, it'd be like calling Kyrie Irving Duke royalty. It's like, well, most of what he did most of the notoriety came outside of Duke.
Okay, that's a great analogy.
He's barely associated with Duke, frankly. And they were a disaster on Paradise, as we know by now. So anyway, Shanae, James, Logan triangle. Lucky for Logan, Shanae's wearing his bracelet, his lucky bracelet.
That was on the back of my mind at all times. She had the bracelet on. Once you put that bracelet on, I have a hard time thinking it's going to be James going forward, no matter what happens.
Unless she takes it off when she talks to James. Just living a true dual life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
James sees Logan's handholding and raises him a shrimp setup by the couches.
Yeah. You know what? This didn't really warrant a blindfold taste test. Everything was really different. It's like,
they're totally different.
If I'm doing a pizza taste test and I give you one sausage and one cheese, it's like, which one's the sausage, Rim? It's like, oh, it's the one with the sausage.
That was. It's like, let's do a peanut butter taste test. First is a peanut butter sandwich. Here's a Reese's.
Yeah, that's just two complete. There was tacos. He's like, what's this one? It's like, it's the fucking
taco.
It's got a shell and a bunch of stuff inside. And then he gives her a plain shrimp. It's like, that one's the shrimp. And then there's one with sauce on it. And she's like, that one's the sauce. And he's like, wow. I can't believe you got that one. It's like, what are you talking about? I looked at him. There's three extremely different types of shrimp. What are we even doing here? This is just a shrimp feast. That's what this should have been.
With a blindfold, with a Baron Davis blindfold that she was peeking under, obviously.
And one more critique of you, sure. James, in your setup. Blindfold kiss. Obvious blindfold kiss situation. You don't take the blindfold off before you get the blindfold kiss. You don't do a blindfold situation on a date without doing a blindfold kiss. That's steamy. Everybody loves a blindfold kiss.
He deserved to gut the boot, is what this comes down to.
Beat it. Take the blindfold off and then kiss?
Aaron wouldn't have let that happen. Aaron would have done the whole night with the blindfold.
That's why James and Aaron need each other. Aaron would have been, if Aaron was watching, he would have
bounced
that
off each other.
Yeah, you got to talk that through with each other a little bit.
Well, she liked it. They did kiss.
Well, the shrimp, don't get me wrong, the shrimp looked great. In a shrimp, shrimp four different ways. Is a great setup. I just didn't like the blindfold.
Casey doesn't have any. I'm sorry. We got to keep. That was 10
keep
minutes
it
on the
keep
first
it
3 minutes of the
keep
episode.
Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing.
They were great bits. Don't get me wrong. But Casey, no prospects. So he decides to throw Mr. Hospitality to the wolves. And he tells Brittany the things Peter said about her being a clout chaser. And he was definitely go confront him for sure. That would be sick if you confronted him.
Is this just I don't have any prospects. Let me just, cause a shit storm on the beach. See if something, when the tornado hits, maybe something will end up on me. Maybe, it'll
something
work out
fall
for me.
Into my arms.
Something
yes.
will fall into my lap. Yeah.
Or a couple of my competitors will.
You just need something crazy to happen when you're in his situation. Yeah.
Thankfully, Brittany did confront him.
Yeah, thankfully.
I didn't think
she was going to.
I thought this could have gone better, AB. I thought this could have been more biting. Now, she doesn't have the luxury of prep time that I had, but we're discussing Pizza Peter's claims
Mr. Hospitality, that Brittany is only here to further her social media presence, her personal brand.
Yes.
In my view, the quickest and most embarrassing way to dismantle this would be to say, Peter, how could you even glean why I'm here when I couldn't get a word in edgewise between you complimenting yourself? And B, no one is more clearly here to self-promote than you, the pizza king of South Florida. There, if either of us has an ulterior motive, it is very obviously the pizza king. So I dispute your claims against my name.
It is laughable for you, Pizza Pete of Pizza Pizza or Peter's Pizzeria of South Florida, to talk about anybody being here for the wrong reasons.
Really?
It is laughable.
Do not throw stones from the pizza throne.
That's a great point. Yeah, I found the interaction when she walked up to him funny also. She goes, can I talk to you for a second? And he goes, I really don't have anything to say to you. And she's like, well, you've been telling everyone I'm a clout chaser. And he goes, oh, that's what you want to talk about? Like, okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. Let's go talk.
I'll hear you out. I liked when Casey said, I didn't do things to make things worse for Pizza Pete. He said, I didn't say that to start anything.
Come on, Casey.
What did you think of when he passed out? Just a guy in his 30s, couple too many beers in the heat. Seen this before?
I got Larry David fake heart attack vibes from this. Okay, this seemed fake to me. I'm sure
he ended up being fine.
Someone's probably going to send a thing to the mailbag. Like, actually,
yeah, he has a heart arrhythmia or something.
Feel bad. It was a heart arrhythmia. It was serious, but to me, in that situation, he felt everything wasn't going as planned. Let me just get out of here. I don't want to be at the roast ceremony either. Let me fake a heart attack. No problem.
All-time exit. And then after Casey's gone, the other boys try to intimidate Peter out of there. Notice Andrew wasn't there. The one who is actually with Brittany. He didn't bother, defending her honor. Let the guy disappear.
I must remind you, he will be going home within the hour.
Needless, yeah.
This is a needless argument on the beach.
If you had to spend another day with him, smooth it out.
Yeah, let's get him out of here.
Anyway.
They walk up to him. They're telling him how they're going to kick him out. He's like, let me stop you right there. I'm not going to leave here on anyone's terms but my own terms. I made the decision to leave here. I'm saying goodbye. And then he daps up the guys that were about to boot him from the beach. And it was so clear what they were doing. You can't fire me. I quit.
Got out of there unscathed. And one last, plug for his pizza.
Was this was it that with the buongiorno? Did he do that? Is that the sound he's making? Is that what he's doing? Is that the tagline?
Air horn?
Yeah, that's what I think he was doing, but then he adds buongiorno on the end. Pizza tagline.
I think that's just bouncing into it. I think that's just putting a little pizzazz on it, Peter pizzazz, a little flair to it. I don't think that's an air horn.
Okay.
He should have brought an air horn in general. So back to the cocktail party. That leaves us with Michael's miracle. So he's alone. He's hoping for a paradise miracle. And wouldn't you know it?
That'll
one
be the
arrives.
Name of his tell all book.
Autobiography? Yeah. Michael's miracle. Holding hands with Danielle.
Michael's miracle, of course.
Danielle from Nick Vile's season.
We haven't seen her in a while.
No, it has been a while. She happens to have lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
About Michael's age.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of this?
I'm a big fan of hers.
Of course.
Always have been. I never pieced these two together. Yeah. I never put this together, but they are. You want to talk about similar stories? Doesn't get much closer than these two.
It seems like a good match.
Instantly seemed like a good match.
What did you make of Michael's reception? And did the way he greeted Michelle color your perception of what happened with Sierra? He hugged her, in my opinion, as if he had been waiting for her.
Finally,
you're here.
I am with you. Yeah. It was definitely a I've been waiting for you situation. Doesn't make me feel great about the Sierra breakup. I will say that.
If you want to spin the Sierra breakup positively, I mean, the good, I suppose the noble thing is he didn't wait and get her rose and then.
But he kind of ruined her chances by even.
But it's paradise. You can't say, I'm sorry, I'm waiting for Danielle. Like, everyone plays the. For example, Rodney did not come here for Lace. He probably came here for Eliza. Spoiler alert for later in the show. They all play the game.
I know, they play the game. Yeah.
It sucks, but.
It sucks. It just sucks for Sierra. Because her situation.
Because she really liked him.
Because she could have been doing other stuff on the beach and actually formed a connection, but she was tied to someone who at the end of the day had no desire to actually end up with her. So that's where it gets tough.
That's where it gets tough.
Yeah.
Danielle and Michael, he is stunned as to how this could happen. And he kept saying things like, we have a little bit of history, which is, I think old guys speak for like,
they
have Instagram
met.
Messaged.
Yeah, they've messaged each other. Similar stories, messaged each other. Friends, but haven't met before, they both say.
Her arrival was like when the Uptowners were down by 3.
Who are the Uptowners again?
And the Westsiders called Time Out. And the crowd starts chanting for Dr. Funk. And then he arrives and starts doing windmills. And the Uptowners win the game at the last second. A miracle.
Saying Uptowners did Danielle. Not tell me what that was.
I had to lead you to it.
But I'm there now.
Just a 20-year-old commercial.
This
Rose
was
ceremony.
Huge that she showed up. Mm-hmm. Huge. A miracle. Michael's a miracle.
Crazy
like
that
said.
It happened.
Crazy it happened. Wow. Crazy she showed up right then.
20 minutes before a rose ceremony.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think they're going to let Michael leave? I think she would have showed up later had they been able to figure out another person to give him the rose, but there really wasn't anybody. There weren't any people that were free agents that they could talk into giving him the rose. So they had to do it because this was thrown together last minute is what this seemed.
She was in bed.
Yeah.
She had to shower and put clothes on.
Get up. This is a Michael emergency. Break the glass.
Yeah, they were never going to let Michael
be
exposed to the possibility of not getting a rose. Mm-hmm. Michael will be here till the end no matter what.
Yeah.
Here's the rose ceremony. Serene to Brandon, Jill to Jacob, Lace to Rodney, Genevieve to Aaron, Sinead to Logan. I wasn't certain that it was going to Logan, but you convinced me in our discussion maybe I should have been.
You look down at her ankle and you see that ankle bracelet rim, and that's all I need to see.
Victoria to Johnny, Brittany to Andrew, Danielle to Michael. So no real shockers. James and Justin are the only two going home, and James and Aaron separated for the first time.
Can Aaron survive?
I think in franchise history, yeah.
Can Aaron survive as a solo act? Does he have what it takes? He's a tag team champion, one of the greats. Can he go off on his own and become a singles champion, Rim? I think so. Me personally,
I
think so. I think he can. I don't think he needs James anymore. James needs Aaron. I don't think Aaron needs James.
More than Aaron needs James. I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. James on his own is kind of just James, no offense. Aaron can be Aaron on his own.
Aaron can be Aaron on his own.
Not just Aaron.
Yes.
It reminds me of, I think, the series finale of Keenan and Kel.
Mm.
When I believe Keenan is moving back to Chicago or something along those lines. That's the way you end children's sitcoms with best friends. One of them moves away or they go to a different college. And that's what this was.
That's what it was, yeah.
Except James got expelled.
Yeah.
Okay, next day. Danielle and Michael. So we get a little bit more of her backstory. She lost her fiance 11 years ago. And then she gets a date card. She asks Michael. How about this date?
Just a lot of shared experiences, Rim. Just talking about shared experiences, talking about grief. This was a real conversation. Found it interesting. I like these two. Yeah. I like them a lot. And it seems real. And they kiss at the end.
I agree. It was definitely, it's not a topic that I think has been broached in this manner with two parties having that shared similar history. I will say there were times that it felt like closer to a friendship. Now, I believe it's more likely to
start that way and then blossom mm-hmm. into a romantic partnership. But this was not a traditional Paradise like romantic attraction off the
no,
jump.
No, no, yeah.
But they definitely bonded, and I think they're gonna. I think they will do well together. In fact, I'm probably already bored by
where
them.
Are they
I'm
gonna be on your power rankings? Couple.
I didn't make
rankings.
A power rankings. There's too many fucking people here. There's way too many people.
That's fair. There's a lot of people.
I'll leave the heavy lifting to you in that department.
There's a lot of people.
Anything else on this date?
I love these two, and I think, like you said, they're gonna make it. And they're going to be a fan favorite, if you were asking my prediction, a fan favorite couple for a long, long time in this franchise.
That's
okay.
Going above and beyond prediction-wise.
Okay. More than just making it off this show. I
You're
think
extrapolating
you
their
will
whole
see
careers.
Them in 5 years on Bachelor 45 or whatever the fuck we're on.
Not even close. But yeah,
they'll be sitting in the audience like we brought Sean and Catherine, and we brought Michael and Danielle here, okay? Our two power couples of the franchise.
Back to the beach. Quick note, Johnny, I think inadvertently, I don't know if you picked up on this, explained to Victoria how the show works, which is tricking people into falling in love by taking them to amusement parks and traveling to exotic locales. He was like, this is how I get chicks? And it was like, this is actually what they do on the show. I don't know if that's why they showed it, but anyway, the overall sentiment here is that everything is going great. So that's how we know
everything,
this twist is coming.
Life couldn't be better for everybody on this beach. Let's just end the show. Everyone is ready to settle down.
Jesse shows up. Makes it a point. He says, go in the big room. Goes down the line and he confirms, you guys, everything's going good, right? You feel great about each other? How about
Rodney,
you?
How you feel about Liz?
You too? You too?
Brandon?
Then he announces the twist.
Your relationships are about to be put to the test. Everything is about to change.
He wasn't lying this time either. Everything changed. This is unprecedented on Paradise.
This is just truth.
The new recruits arrive, if you will. In front of everyone, which I will get into later, makes a difference in my eyes. So they are Jasenia, Florence from Australia.
Or bad.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Eliza, Kate from Clayton season, and someone else maybe?
Sarah,
that's right. Sarah from
Clayton, I think.
Clayton,
I have
knows?
It noted somewhere.
At the end of the week, the original couples will return, will reunite, and see where their relationship stands. Do you want me to run down what tweaks they should have made now or wait until later?
Let's do it now.
So this, if you don't know, is more or less copied from Love Island, the Casa Amor twist.
Great name.
When the two groups separate and unbeknownst to them, at least on the early seasons, will be confronted with new people to interact with for at least a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So on Love Island, some differences. When that happens, people don't know it's going to happen until they're separated. Until it does, basically.
So the I think they go on like a surprise date and then they just don't come back. Is that what happens?
They phrase it as like,
splits
oh, you know,
up.
Boys
girls day.
Yeah. Girls night. Yeah, and then they get there and it's like, oh shit, actually.
Bunch of other people
A bunch
here.
Of hunks are
hunks.
Here. And you're going to be here for 5 days without. So they don't know.
Yeah.
What the other group is doing. Mm-hmm. So half these people left thinking their partners, knowing what their partners could possibly do, which made them upset immediately.
Yeah.
That also, the way Love Island does it, you feel like you can get away with stuff because their partner isn't there to witness it. So showing everyone, like, let's say you're, I don't know, Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon's a terrible choice, but let's say you're Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanae sees they're here. This is what's going to happen. She can give you like a stern look on the way out and like, you know, fuck you. Don't do anything. Wag the finger. He knows that if he does something, he will be in trouble for it.
Of course.
But if Shanae leaves and then they bring him in, Logan's like, I might mess around a little bit and see, you know, I think showing beforehand what's going to happen stifles the potential for straying.
devil's advocate, though, it increases the how much it hurts the other per. If you put the faces, you see the faces of the people that are there.
Maybe.
I think that has the women, and it would be the same for the guys, spiraling. Like if it was the reverse and they brought in the hunks, it'd be like, God damn, Olu's big. That would create a little more doubt in you, which might make you want to not stay loyal yourself too, because you know how hot the other people are. There's no way that my person isn't going to cheat, so I'm going to cheat. You know what I'm saying?
I did get lost halfway through, but the...
That's fair.
I'm trying to think of something.
I hear what you're saying, either
way. They're coming back anyway. They're going to see anyway who was there. They all will reunite.
Yeah.
And as we found, most people were really hesitant to do anything.
Yeah.
And I think more people would have done stuff if they felt as if they were truly isolated and separated. And I want that. That's way more entertaining than like, miss my boyfriend. Like, I don't want to watch that at all.
Yeah.
Also on Love Island... And maybe this would have solved it. They do activities that are designed to initiate physical interaction.
Little mixer activities.
Not that I was hoping Brandon would break Serene's heart, but if that's going to happen, the only way that's going to happen is if you play suck and blow with playing cards. Like, Brandon's not going to talk to anybody. You know what I mean? Or, you know, do some whipped cream activity.
Yeah,
like, Wells is more likely than Brandon to make out with someone here. And by that, I mean, you know, he's 0%.
Not
Brandon's
likely.
Negative 5,000%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they did it, but it wasn't... It almost wasn't trashy enough, I suppose. Also, on Love Island, they sleep in the same beds.
Okay, that's something.
Which changes, you know, the way they
interact
with each other. And I didn't like seeing them all upset when they left, because it...
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to copy Love Island, I feel like they just should have copied Love Island.
Should have just copied it, yeah.
Or done something totally different, which I'll propose at the end of this episode.
Oh, okay. Can't wait for that.
Anyway, so everyone's upset. What did you think about what happened on the way out here at the end of the episode?
The girls are obviously very, very mad, okay? Lots of I'm dones. I'm out of here.
It's a shame they didn't have Aaron. He has union leadership. They could have actually nipped this in the bud.
Yeah.
They were talking about quitting.
If we're talking about who was most upset, I think you could guess Jill and Genevieve both threatened to leave the show. They're obviously not going to. That was never something that was going to happen. Lace is a little worried. The others are just a little more annoyed than anything. Like, this is bullshit type of situation.
The guys who are probably going to stray, Logan.
Of course.
Logan was into this.
Johnny, obviously. Someone says at the end of this episode, they know Johnny won't flip. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Victoria said that, I think. I was like, that couldn't be more wrong.
He flipped before you were gone, in fact. Come on. It's Johnny. It's where my honey's at. And then
Johnny will be very welcoming to the new people.
They cut to Johnny talking because then the guys are talking and Johnny's telling someone else, don't feel too bad. You deserve to have some fun or something like that.
He was saying that to Logan because, I mean, it is right. I mean,
he's right.
Shanae was just...
There are
50-50 with someone else yesterday.
There are couples that should not be... There are people that they shouldn't be that concerned about hurting the person that they got a rose from's feelings because it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. The only people that I would say are serious are Brandon and Serena at this point. I don't know who else I consider off... Like, I'd be upset with the person for exploring things. I don't think there's any of those couples there anymore.
No, I'm looking at the couples list.
The couples aren't that strong right now, except for Brandon and Serene.
Yeah.
Rodney and Lace Stray, I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping at all.
I knew Rodney would. Well, let's...
Of course.
Let's take a quick break before the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, the new crew is here on Tuesday. First note of the night for me was the fact of the matter is Rodney is as good as gone. He'll be with Eliza in no time.
Good guess.
Jacob also, it wasn't a guess, I saw with my own eyes.
Oh, you saw it, yeah.
When she came down, and I was, well, that'll do it. Jacob also laying the groundwork to move on from Jill a little bit. Logan, we'll see. Logan seemed like he was ready to flip a coin.
Logan had a rough season on The Bachelorette like 4 months ago, not even. It's probably airing as he's like right before he left. Yeah. It probably aired and he was kind of painted in a bad light. So I feel like I'm getting like,
did he
I
know
wanna,
that though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when it aired compared to it, but I the whole season from Logan, I've gotten like, I want to change the feelings for me, change the narrative for me, Logan. I'm a good guy, Logan, because I really did feel like he was inner demons. He was battling them on what he wanted to do here.
Yeah, and he also, when we saw later when he went on the date, he was like, I really don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, but I do.
They go to some estate in on undisclosed location. Probably the best place anyone has ever stayed in the show. They're usually jammed in hotel rooms and like shared
incredible
lobbies. This was a real world house.
Seems like a giant mansion with all the amenities.
$1 million listing, Sayulita, indoor, outdoor, pool.
Everything.
Unfortunately, no one was excited to be here.
Yeah. I mean, the girls threatened to leave. None of them left, obviously, but they still weren't happy to be here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Imagine if you positioned it, hey, then you go to this. They're like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, once you show them, once you tell them they're going to be upset, it kind of ruins the vibe for at least a day or two. But if you surprise them with it, but here's some guys, and then after the day of meeting
it's
the guys
time.
And partying, it's like, okay, I can get down being away for a week. Rodney who?
Who was I with? Yeah, James who? I don't even know. Jacob. At the beach, we have... So, this episode, not to be a Debbie Downer, it kind of didn't... It was just a lot of back and forth cuts
moping.
To like... A lot of back and forth, like... Beach estate, and nothing was really happening at either place.
I found the contrast between the ladies' place, at least the first night, and the guys' place. It was like pool
was
party,
funny.
Drinks flowing, ripping shots, and then the girls are just incredibly low vibes. I think this was before the guys showed up, though.
Yes. The beach is Eliza and Rodney, Jasenia and Jacob, maybe Logan and Kate.
I have my eyes on Brandon. I'm watching his everything because he's not because he's going to cheat. I'm just watching the funny things he's doing to avoid getting like they're doing a shot and he's like,
he's going to go to the library.
His arm is so stretched out to not be close to anyone as he's clinking the shot glass. And then he's just walking around all the time in the background by himself. I've got my eyes on Brandon to see what he's up
Brandon's-
to. He's just having fun by himself.
At the estate, they are sitting around silently. Lace references a list that Rodney had that he shared with her. If Lace knows Rodney was hoping to see certain people who aren't Lace, and
it's concerning.
Gone. It's over.
That's concerning.
That person's coming.
Yep.
There was a moment when Jill was crying about Jacob potentially moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cut back and forth between her crying and him making out with Kate.
Full hot tub straddle.
Mm-hmm.
Steamy in the hot tub, okay? Between him and Kate.
Does Jacob strikes me as a, not necessarily a scoundrel, but just a guy who just is kind of goes with whatever's in front of him type of... Jacob and Jill's date went very well. It never seemed to me like Jacob was, committed for life. That's just the feeling I get from him.
I agree. Yeah.
This is tough because I'm reading my notes and it just goes beach, Rodney and Eliza, estate, people are sad. Beach, Rodney and Eliza make out. Michael and Danielle return. I guess we'll cut to that.
Yeah.
I forgot about
there.
Michael and Danielle.
I had them in the back of my mind, like, they better not send Danielle off as part of the twist. I feel like these two should be independent of what's going on y'all kids.
You kids.
You kids. We have something serious going on here.
It's the subject matter of their discussions
the
are so serious
that
they
date,
can't be thrown in with
you can't,
Bebop and Rocksteady's relationships.
You can't have a conversation on a date while this twist is going on, and the conversation is about their deceased spouses, and then come back and be like, we gotta actually, Danielle, you have to come over here for a week. That's not, that can't happen. So I'm glad they did this the way they did.
And Danielle just showed up. Like,
she just showed up too.
Imagine Danielle in the, the van with everyone crying, and she's probably looking around like, what the fuck is happening? I just showed up.
But Danielle and Michael walk back in, and everyone's new. It's a new group of people there. Very stunning to see for them.
Back at the estate, Jesse finally announces the new guys are coming to the house.
He walks
full
in
of
and...
hecklers is what that room was.
Look who it is, this sack of shit, Jesse Palmer.
He's like, what can I say?
He's like tiptoeing in like, hey ladies, hey, sorry. And they're all fucking laying into him.
If they had stuff to throw, they'd have thrown it at him.
They would have thrown tomatoes at that man.
Morale shifts when he announces
the guys.
We got Rick and Olu from Michelle's season.
Hell
Alex
yeah.
from Rachel Lindsay's season. Tyler, hot new commodity from Gabby and Rachel's season.
Mm-hmm.
and Adam from Bachelorette Australia. I really like the idea of sprinkling in, you know,
international. Jesse said it best.
You know, you got to bring an accent on, at least one.
Jesse said it best. You know, we got Adam from Bachelor Australia for a little fun. That's all that's for. It's just for a little. That is a little fun. You're right, Jesse. That is very fun. He's from Australia. Bachelor at Australia. That's fun. Period.
Genevieve says she would accept date offers from either Rick or Alex.
Mm. So interesting. Okay.
Interesting. Other things change.
Interesting.
Shanae is into Tyler. Brittany's also into Tyler. The Australian guy, Adam. It was noted later that he's Thor's body double, which was began as a joke, but then in parentheses was like, no, for real, no, he's actually
no, like,
the body double.
This is actually a big deal. Yeah.
At the beach, Andrew and Jasenia. This is when Andrew and Jasenia. Listen, Andrew was never doing shit here. He had his own blanket, and he was wrapped.
He was wrapped up.
His chastity blanket. Nothing was happening here.
She says, you're here, and I'm here, so what are we going to do about it?
She was coming on pretty strong, and he was like,
coming
wow.
In. Andrew said, it's not you, it's me. I thought that, I don't know how we moved to where we were at later in the episode, honestly. I felt like he turned her down completely.
I think someone had to have gotten in his ear, like, just give it a shot. Or someone was like, yeah, hey, you know, by the way, Brittany, I think.
Brittany's probably making out with guys over there.
I think the producers probably hinted at a couple of these guys that the same thing's happening over there. Because
Everything changed for him.
That also, if you are told that your partner is sitting alone in a hotel room for the week, your decision making will be different.
Yeah.
If you know that that's not the case, and instead Thor's body double is there around your girlfriend with his shirt off by the pool all day, like, you might be a little more open to talking to Jasenia if you know
that's
that.
That's true. Good point.
Anyway, back at the estate, Tyler land the Mac on Brittany.
Brittany is smitten, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew,
he's a cutie
is,
patootie.
Andrew's saying, it's not you, it's me. I like the cutscenes where they're showing one person doing one thing and then the other person doing it. So Andrew's saying, it's not you, it's me, to Jasenia, turning down any advances. Brittany is accepting a date with Tyler and then making out with him.
Yeah, a pre-date. She accepts the concept of ever going on a date with him.
Yeah, I'll accept it. Hell
yeah. She's like, we don't need a card. Anything on Michael and Danielle?
No, they're going to make it. Okay. That's all I got.
Anything on Logan? He's wary of exploring anything outside of Shanae. And like you said, maybe the image rehab he was going for a little bit.
No, I think you said it best. Just a little concerned. But I thought Logan would be someone that would stray.
I did too.
As he should, because he was just in a love triangle with Shanae.
He is number three, maybe, on Shanae's
list. What are we talking about? Of course he should explore things with other people.
And again, if he knew that Shanae was surrounded by smokes of her own, he would have never even had this hesitation.
All these people outside of Brandon should be exploring things. I don't know what else to tell you. They all should be.
Here's the reality of this twist. The only difference is that they're in different places. More people were always coming.
Yeah, but you can't talk to the other person unless unless you have a certain gravitas on the franchise. Then you can do whatever the fuck you want. Then you can do whatever you want and you can show up. But most of these people can't do anything about it. So they just have to sit there for a week. If they, like, Serene really likes Brandon, she says, this is bullshit.
Yeah, Serene can't.
She can't do anything. Doesn't have the,
she might as
push.
Well. I mean, they know Brandon. That will play into my proposed twist at the end of the episode.
Okay. I think we missed at some point. Shanae got her third date.
Shanae gets a date card and asks Tyler, which I guess mildly annoys Brittany.
Yep.
At the beach, Kate brings up Jill to Jacob. Kate says, well, I don't want to, you know, hurt Jill's intentionally or feelings, step on her toes. And this discussion occurred while they were doing, you know, one of those intertwined yoga date.
They're doing the intertwined legs. Those legs were intertwined. Mm-hmm. Cut screen to Jill, who says she's just going to lay in bed for this week cuddling her crystals. I didn't know she was a crystal person.
The crystals are from their date with Jacob. They got them from the shaman. Yeah.
She became a crystal person because of that?
That's how into Jacob she is. She adopted a new hobby overnight.
Okay. Well,
either that or it was like, hey, Jill, you mind stroking these crystals sadly in your bed and we'll put the camera right next to your face?
I'll blow his clean off if I walk back in and some leg is on him.
That's Jill.
That's Jill. I got to think that quote was filmed before the guys were there. The guys showed up at the estate. Okay. Meanwhile, Jacob and Kate are together in every sense of the word, would you say?
Yes.
Physically? Spiritually?
Mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, and soul. Their chakras are aligned, some might say. Anything else on this back and forth?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Obviously, Jacob is strained, like we knew he would. He is who we thought he was.
I mean,
as he should.
He's like
him
a dog.
And Jill also. Him and Jill don't have the relationship to not stray. Both of them.
He strayed in the night before when he gave. Yeah. He was holding Kira's hand, like said, yeah, "Okay, strays. Kira." The guy strays.
You can't be surprised when a guy like Jacob strays. It's Jacob.
It is he wore. Jacob.
He's naked.
He's usually naked.
He's usually naked. Okay.
Guy's just open to stuff.
Yeah.
At the beach, Aaron tells.
Danielle,
that he's... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was Danielle.
Him and Genevieve saw it like... Don't let Aaron flash a little geography knowledge, biomes, things of that nature. Solid like the Rock of Gibraltar, him and Genevieve. Did this surprise you? Aaron's hesitant
to stray.
He just
heard that from that Kanye lyric. That's all that was.
Oh, probably.
Rock of Gibraltar. That's all that...
Did this surprise you, Aaron, not even considering moving on from Genevieve?
No, I think Aaron's a good dude. And I think he's had it happen to him multiple times on this show.
Yeah,
doesn't want to do it.
He knows the pain.
He knows the pain. Straight. Okay.
He knows what it is like
so
to be.
So he's not straying. He's going to be a great dude. Just like he said.
Cut to Genevieve crying at the estate.
You'll be surprised to know that Genevieve is not handling this twist well.
No. No, but were you surprised that Genevieve didn't consider straying from Aaron?
I don't think I've closed the door
on that.
Is that
you haven't closed the book on that? Okay. There was a lot of the next day at the pool, she was sleeping on anything that was even close to a flat surface. She had her head on the bar.
The next day at the estate was a terrible day for all involved.
We'll get to that first, the Shanae and Tyler day. You know what it is. Tantric yoga. Couple horny strangers.
At the beach, of horny strangers.
Just two horny people. And at the beach, Logan's like going on about loyalty to Shanae. Yeah. Meanwhile, Shanae and Tyler are very close.
Shanae says every crack is wet, okay? She said that.
She said that? Oh, my
she
goodness.
She said that to the camera. Excuse you, Shanae.
Were there any bleeps?
No bleeps. Every crack. It was during the 7 o'clock hour, I believe. Ma'am, you need to at least make sure it is in the 8 o'clock hour, please.
Thin
For
ice.
The love of God.
This is when even Andrew says, hey, man, Logan, Shanae chose you, but I mean,
bro,
James, 2 days ago.
She's making out with James the same night she gave you that rose yesterday.
Her decision probably came down to the fact that you snorkeled in the pool for a bottle you planted.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what split the hair. So
she's not that into you, or there wouldn't have been a love triangle.
The commitment is not that deep. Yes. Yeah. And then Sarah gets a date card, who asks Logan, who immediately accepts.
Of course.
This day at the pool, this is when I started to get bored with this episode.
This is,
I was like, well, nothing's happening.
The girls aren't interested in most of the guys. Tyler seems like the main. So the Australian guy's kind of off doing his own thing. Doesn't seem like they're into that, I guess. Then you have Rick and Olu, who aren't really moving the needle.
And they feel hoodwinked as well. They came here thinking, I'm going to meet people
this is,
that
Rick's
are
like,
unconnected.
This isn't what I signed up for.
Exactly.
To come here and they're already fully connected to other people. There's no people I can talk to. This isn't what I wanted. I'm not even on the beach, the iconic Bachelor in Paradise beach. Am I even on this show, really?
It seems like the green room.
I'm a gimmick. I'm being brought in as this gimmick, this new gimmick that I'm the guinea
toy.
Pig.
Yep.
I'm trying this out with Rick in Olu.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel right for Rick.
Even Victoria says the more we talk to these new guys, which they're not, the more they miss their own guys. Reminder, Victoria's with Johnny.
Yeah, reminder, Victoria does not miss Johnny.
I can do nothing but shrug at this scene. I was just, do something. And again, this goes back to make them play a game or something. Well, we can't have them lay around all day.
Olu goes for, he tries to start the game. He says chicken fight, which is a...
game. It needs to be a makeout, a card game of
also,
that kind of game.
They're not getting in that pool, buddy. They're not...
No.
Have they been in the pool all day? No. They're not getting in for a chicken fight. Okay? You got to come up with something else, Olu.
Then we get a lot of cut back and forth between Shanae and Tyler's date, where she says she feels more connected to Tyler than Logan, and Sarah and Logan's date, mm-hmm. where Logan is scared to hold Sarah's hand because he doesn't want to hurt Shanae.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he gets to the point where he's ready.
Eventually,
to
they get there. Yeah, Once you go head down by the crashing waves by those big ass rocks, it's makeout time. Yeah. It's going down. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. It ends with Logan and Sarah making out in the crashing waves, Shanae and Tyler in the pool having fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed. Nighttime. Yeah, both days went well.
Yeah, both well. Both went well.
Logan's into Sarah. He had the pretty good one-on-one, mildly into Sarah, I would say. I'd still think Logan wants to be with Shanae. I think he's probably just killing time, maybe.
That's fair.
Johnny, Aaron, and Brandon might as well not be here. They're not. Even Johnny has gone back on his straying ways. I think he's just like, well, I'll just wait around. Is that right? Or am I mixing up with another J?
I didn't see him connecting with anyone.
The guys who are moving around are Jacob, Rodney, and Logan.
And Andrew.
And Andrew, because of this Jasenia setup.
Jasenia sets up something for Andrew. I wrote here, am I crazy or did Andrew say he's not interested in this?
She got him to a point where, well, like I said, I think he had someone else in his ear, but she also
just talked with him for a couple days.
Eased him into feeling like this. Yeah. I thought this was a great conversation they had.
It was a pizza and wine date she had set up for him.
In Blake's old pillow fort zone. That's Blake. I forgot his name. Stagecoach Blake.
Yeah.
That's where his go-to pillow fort area. They both discussed, he started with, I'm different than, you know, how I'm perceived. And then they both discussed, like, the way they carry themselves or maybe how they look.
Would surprise people what they're into.
They are perceived and they are actually different than they are perceived they have found. So that was an interesting
conversation.
Video game talk. Jasenia plays video games, you know. Yeah. Andrew's kind of a dork.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
You mind if I feed you?
Easing in.
You mind if I feed
Easing
you?
Easing in.
I don't get the feeding you thing.
No.
I don't want someone feeding me a slice of pizza. That's weird.
No.
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 Flat out.
No, but when you got the kid, you know it's going to be a moment.
Andrew's
you know it's
like,
gonna
yeah,
be the-
hell yeah. Let's do, no. I'd like to eat at my own pace. Thank you.
I also like that Jasenia was not approaching it like, I'm here to, she was respectful in her pursuit.
Yeah,
her pursuit was rooted in an interest in Andrew, not necessarily a desire to win him from someone else.
Agreed.
So my prediction is that the other group, when they return, Andrew will talk with Brittany. He'll realize she's moved on and I'm safe to go forward with Jen. It'll be a mutual decision and he will give Jasenia his rose. No hearts will be broken.
Okay.
I'm not sure why they went to the hallway and under a flowing showerhead.
Why
I didn't
did
get
they-
that, but...
It was one of those outdoor showers that you get in when you go to the pool to shower off before you get in and out of the pool. But why did they get under that fully clothed and kind of half?
It wasn't like they weren't all the way in either.
They were half in it and then they were clothed. Mm. Why? That's not sexy.
No.
Well, that's just getting my shit wet. Yeah, let me take my shirt off at least. Let's get into our bathing suits. What are we doing?
They can't all be gems. They don't all hit.
This is weird. I'm not standing under that. Had that been me, I just wouldn't have done that.
No. At the estate, Shanae wants to get Tyler in the boom boom room after
get
their
the
date.
Boom boom cam out. Love the boom boom cam.
Shanae and Tyler were on the couch.
She's hot and bothered. She said it. Not her words, not mine. She's hot
cracks.
And bothered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cracks are wet. You heard her.
Okay.
All right, that's her words, not mine.
A lot of bleeps. Non-official part of the date. They're just hanging out, and Jill comes in to hang out with them.
Get out of here, Jill.
Her and
Read
Tyler
the room,
were getting
Jill.
Along. They're having a grand old time, her and Tyler.
Then Jill shows up.
No, Mopey. Jill and Tyler were having the grand old time. Is
oh,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were having a
that's
great time.
That's why it went
yeah.
on for so long.
Yeah.
Which I think leads me to believe that Tyler was not that into Shanae. He had his eyes still on...
You don't
on...
think the Boom Boom Room was happening to begin with?
No, I think he wants to be with Brittany.
I don't know. He's on the Boom Broom Room couch.
Nope.
The waiting room.
The Boom Boom Green Room.
It's the waiting room for the Boom Boom Room. Why were you out on that couch?
I was kind of thinking
the same thing as you about the Boom Boom Room. He wasn't interested, but then he's sitting out there on the Boom Boom couch. Okay?
If Tyler were interested in picking up on Shanae's cues and
he would have shooed Jill
receptive
out of there?
To him, he would have her... Him and Shanae would have coordinated to politely have Jill pick up the hints. Instead, he was very accommodating to Jill's presence. And Jill was just talking about fucking Jacob. Nobody cares about what Jill was talking
cares.
About. But he was like, oh, tell me more, tell me more. Which was, yeah. I think, his tactic to avoid the Boom Boom.
Okay.
Room.
Interesting.
That's all complete speculation.
Sure.
At the beach, Rodney and Eliza.
Vibing. Chatting hoops.
Well, and they're talking about taking international travel.
Yeah.
Together.
Yep.
They're no longer feeling each other out. They are a couple.
Agreed.
Unfortunately for Lace.
Cut to Lace, who is very concerned.
It seemed that Lace had a feeling her and Rodney's bond was not unbreakable. So it wasn't like, I hope he's not doing anything. It was more like, I have a feeling he is, and that makes me sad.
Yep. That's all that was.
Rodney gets a date card. Goes on a date with Eliza. What'd you think of this date?
I can't think of a better time on a date than the time you'd spend with Rodney. Rodney is the best date in the world. It's going to be laughs. It's going to be good times. It's going to still be, you know, romantic.
Oh.
It's going to be funny.
He will
be
stroke
smiling.
The top of your hand. Yeah.
I want to date Rodney. That's what I love this. I want to end up with Rodney. He's good. Good time.
The floor is very low for a Rodney day. It'd be tough to have a disaster.
The vibes are incredible whenever you're around him.
It's very obvious he is more into Eliza than he ever was with Lace.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, he had me giggling, like blushing. Stop it, Rodney. Stop.
Okay,
come
but
on.
Do you think they didn't seem to talk about much. They both just talked about, I really like you're here, and we're both nervous, They didn't talk about anything, to be fair. It was
fun. No, they didn't talk about anything. Yeah,
they
they're
sweet.
It's just good vibes, though.
Cut to a Lace and a lightning storm, going through it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of her saying, you know what, I'm just going to go and see if Rodney still cares about me, going through the backstage at a WWE event to get there? It looked like she was in the bowels of...
We've said it.
An arena in Shreveport.
I already said it. When you have the standing of Lace in a show, you can do whatever the hell you want. Okay? So I don't want to sit here tonight. I want to go get down to business. If Rodney's not into me, I will leave. That's the situation we're in here with Lace. I'm not staying here a week. That's not happening.
Oh, you know, I have to say this. There's zero chance this lasts a week. They say that week on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They mean 3 days because it's for the viewer. It's
a week is too long, yeah.
There's no chance they were doing this for 7 days. They weren't going to film 7 days of people sitting around not making out at a pool. That's crazy town.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was probably 36 hours after they left.
Yeah, she
said,
they
were probably
going
back tomorrow anyway.
Fuck it. I'm going to go see what's going on over there. You can't stop me.
When she arrived at the beach and talked to Rodney's pals, and Rodney and Eliza are still on the date.
I found this whole scene electric, by the way. Absolutely electric.
Which part? When they came back?
The whole build-up, Lace showing up, talking, as they're showing Rodney and Eliza coming back to the beach. Rodney and Eliza are
making out
a foot through that door. When you take a step down those stairs... Rodney, you're in deep shit. And he's making out. He has no idea. It's like a monster movie. He has no idea what's behind that door.
What's awaiting for him, yeah. And he was not prepared.
Not
like,
prepared
he
at
thought
all.
He was going to have a decent night. And
he thought he was going to have a great night. Yeah.
And then he's got to explain himself to Lace immediately.
Yeah, he wasn't ready. You hate to see
that's
it.
Gonna be,
the man
that's
was walking
poorly.
Hand in hand down the stairs.
Yeah.
It's just not a good situation to be in for Rodney.
Although, let's say they never split up, the groups. Mm-hmm. Eliza comes down, gets a day card immediately, asks Rodney. He goes on the date. It goes well. I think the only difference would be that they wouldn't be holding hands when they returned, maybe. And then they would
probably, yeah,
talk to Lace beforehand before
yeah,
he
you're probably
made
right.
it clear.
Yeah.
But sequestering them, when they're off alone, the only thing they can think of is worst case scenario.
And then she shows up in that scenario's out. Happening.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on the episode?
No.
Or episodes?
I enjoyed myself. Again.
Last note about the twist, and including the proposed twist.
Okay.
So, my note is, and you're going to hate to skip what you've said about the episode so far, but because this twist was so similar, I'm wondering if copying a major element of Love Island has exposed Paradise as being just a less juicy show. Because you have made something equal, and now your product can be compared directly to the competitor, and it's not as, like, these people were objectively not as into the twist as the Love Island people.
Love Island people?
The vast majority of people on the show did nothing here.
Well, we talk about Bachelor people being here for the wrong reasons. Love Island people is another level of, like, reality star, I feel like.
It's different.
I feel like those are Instagram, like, they're not even, they don't even hide it. I feel like some people on this franchise, they hide it, but also I don't know that that's exactly what they're going for all the time, or like that. I don't know that that's all of their goal in life, to become an influencer. Not all of them, at least. It turns out that way.
Yeah.
But I think all of the Love Island people already are influencers, you know?
Yeah, that is their path.
Yeah. Just feels a little different to me.
It feels different, which makes me think either copy it exactly and bring in some of the other good parts that we discussed at the top of the Love Island twist, Casa Amor, or do a twist but make it more of your own. For example, imagine if they gave everyone the option to either stay with your current partner and go to a special couples retreat, or go somewhere else without your partner and explore connections with new people before reuniting, which you could frame as a, like, test your relationship or as an easy out for troubled couples, if you will. So in that scenario, Brandon and Serene would obviously go to the couples retreat, and, you know, Rodney and Lace maybe wouldn't.
Little note from me, if you choose to go to the couples retreat, you're off the show.
That's kind of what it is, too.
you're not recording it either.
No, look at it as like putting kids in an advanced placement class because they test really well in a certain area. You want to improve or taking a good prospect, transferring them from the public school and sending them to the IMG. You know, put it on the fast track to success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of this twist would be everyone votes independently and without counseling with one another. So only couples who both agreed to go to the couples retreat would go. If someone voted to do a couples retreat and their partner voted for the new thing, the person that voted to go to the couples retreat is sent home, heart shattered.
Wow.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Without saying goodbye to their partner.
Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
People who voted to go to the new place will go to the new place regardless.
No matter what.
There'd be two new places. It's basically a tell us how serious your rose is, because we all know these roses are not equal. Like, a Brandon and Serene rose is different than Victoria and Johnny.
I hear you. I like it.
So I think that's a similar temptation type mm-hmm. thing without just being a ripoff.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
like
my
it.
Proposal.
I like okay. it.
What was last week's question in the mailbag?
I don't know.
I don't think we had one. Based on the responses, I don't think we had one.
Okay.
773-234-7794.
This week's I'd like twist comments.
Yeah.
You got any proposals yourself? Do you like the twist?
Yeah. What do you want to see from the twist? Do you want to see like loyalty, or do you want to see scandalous relationship dissolutions?
I just think it needs a little bit of a tweak, and I don't know what they could do. I like the idea of them still being in relation. Like, if the only problem with your proposal is, I feel like once you choose, if they choose to go away, there's no going back almost. With this, there's still like that drama of them being in a relationship and it feels like they're cheating, which you'd lose. So I wish there was something that where they could still be in a relationship.
Brandon and Shireen aren't doing it anyway.
I know, but like if, I don't know. I still like them being in a relationship and it feeling like they're cheating on each other, but I don't want the girls just sitting there not interacting with the guys because they're still in this relationship.
I know what you're saying. The problem might lie in how seriously the show takes engagement. Like, no one on Love Island is expected to be engaged at the end.
Yeah.
On Paradise, that's what they hammer home all the time. So the string feels more serious.
Sure.
Because they just parade Ashley and Jared around about how this is where marriage dreams come true and you're going to have kids if you just have faith in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, mailbag 773-234-7794. This is from Anna. I'm thrilled for the Paradise Swap Week. I thoroughly enjoy it whenever I watch it on Love Island. It really does test the relationships to see if they really want to stay with the partners they are currently with. I also love the drama it will bring. I hope Pizza Pete sends himself home and no one gives him a rose. Will was right. You'll remember Will threw, I don't know who threw whose bomber jacket in the pool on Michelle's season. I'm pretty sure Pizza Pete threw it and Will had to fish it out with the pool thing. It was a great, great moment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna G. Katie from Colorado. Is it just me or is the show setting themselves up for failure again by splitting up the guys and girls and bringing in new women to tempt them? The show is clearly not about forming relationships and getting engaged anymore. I tend to agree. Maybe you tamp that down a little bit, the emphasis on the engagement. Because this, you know, if Shanae and Logan get engaged, like, who's buying that?
Yeah.
You know? Thank you, Katie. Sam from St. Louis. Just wanted to make sure someone brought up the fact that Michael and Danielle kissed on their boat date, even though they cut the scene on Monday's episode to make it look like their date was rocky and awkward. Hmm. Tuesday's preview clearly showed them making out on the boat. I'm sure y'all caught it as well, but just in case. Thank you, Sam. I did not catch that.
Mm-mm.
And in fact, I consider that a spoiler. Something that they didn't show, only showed on the preview. I didn't see that. 612 area code, run back the tape. Romeo's chin moved during his awkward silence. Awkward silence in quotes. He and Kira were just having their conversation and they cut the audio. Anyway, 40 seconds is way too long. Thank you, 612. I did run the tape.
What do you see?
I'm not willing to say that.
You're not buying.
I'm not willing to say that they were conversing back and forth. I will. There are ways to extend the length of that silence because you cut back and forth.
Yeah.
The silence could have lasted for 20 seconds. You just show both of their reactions
to it. Reactions, yeah.
That's 40. Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
I don't think Romeo was saying anything.
Just a heads up, 20 seconds is a very long time, too.
Extraordinarily long, yeah.
That needs to be noted.
Yeah.
Even if they did double it up.
734 area code. I know this is random, but hear me out. When Jacob was given the full edit on his date with Jill, when he was talking about breathing every day, I think he was actually talking about diving or water sports. All the producers cut it up to make a Frankenstein bite of him sounding like an idiot. When he says, I do a lot of breathing every single day, you can hear a break after breathing. So I think they cut the word exercises.
Then yeah, he goes on to look like an idiot.
I didn't even think that. I thought, yeah, he does. I know what he meant. Wim Hof. That kind of thing. Yeah, I didn't register with me at all that was an idiotic thing to say. Maybe
no, people
were
making
fun
of him. People were making fun of him online, me included.
If someone goes, I do a lot of breathing every day, I would go, oh, interesting, and I would ask what type of things they do.
What type of breathing are we talking?
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I do not do a lot of breathing every day. And you know what I mean by that. Thank you, 734. 717 area code. I wanted to speak on the Michael A. situation. As someone who is learning to love again after loss, I understand Michael's approach. You keep wondering if you're ready again, and then dipping your toes in and learning that maybe you're not. Grief becomes this spectrum of healing that is unprecedented and non-linear. Some days you think you're ready to date again, and then you find that you still have so much hurt and don't know how to time the processing or when you're okay or when you'll feel okay and normal again. It's really so true to say that there's no playbook. And it's mixed with wanting to feel normal and feel love again in your mind, but then not having your heart on board and it continues to vacillate. I imagine Michael is thinking that maybe the next person that he meets will make all the difference, but then again, maybe he's just not ready. It's hard to know, and usually we don't see people in this stage of healing and the in-between of profound loss and being, quote, normal again. I know why it seems cut and dry and confusing to others, but I know how Michael may feel inside too as someone at that stage as well. I'm happy he's trying it out and happy to see him on the screen because he's such a great guy and thoughtful, gentle spirit, and I'm here for him and Casey bringing their 30s energy and commentary to the beach. Thank you, 717.
Thank you.
This last one is a poem from someone who doesn't even want their area code mentioned because of how embarrassing it is. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, where's your clout now, Romeo? Denied by Brittany and refused by Jill, do you have nightmares about that swerve still? Here for the scraps, jogging after the honeys, just like Frank from It's Always Sunny. You seem like you're in a real bad place, confirmed by that zoom in on your face. I hope you're back to your math and doing okay after Kira kidnapped you. Blink twice to be saved. Thank you, Anonymous. Or actually, you snap. Poetry, snap. You snap.
Yeah, snap.
Okay, next week's question, 773-234-7794. What do you think of the twist?
Hey, what's the deal with that twist? What are you feeling with that twist?
What's your opinion?
Yep.
Headline of the week, AB?
No headline. Good. Too many spoilers.
Good.
Won't find me on those. They have a spoiler for every single person.
I know.
Type in Bachelor in Paradise or anything, find a spoiler on someone.
Well, that's SEO stuff.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
Yep. No. Okay, how about we go to the Rose League scoring update before the pyramid? Episode 6, we had one winner from episode 6. Team Hilla. This is what I like about Paradise. Airbnb's looking at his phone, otherwise he would have clapped too. This is what I like about Paradise. You get a lot of variation
my score
in
here.
The scoring.
I don't think they got the score right. I'm here. It says here 636 of 648.
Did you submit it?
Yeah.
How many points?
47.
You must have had a big negative.
Holy cow.
Team Hilla, send us a message to the mailbag or on Instagram and we'll get you a sticker. Episode 7. We had four winners, randomly choosing Team Eden 814. Big round of applause. Four people tied for first. Eden 814 is the recipient of the sticker. Thank you all for playing every episode, every week. There is separation at the top of the season standings. Team Jill Terry is up by 20. There's still time to catch up, but at the moment, Jill Terry is pulling away. Okay, B. Biggest update of the year. This is when
the shakeup.
Yeah, it's the new iOS comes out. You got to plug in your podcast listening device.
Yep.
Because a big update's coming. Let's hear it. The Paradise Pyramid.
All right, we're gonna start at the bottom here, Rim, with the F boy tier. I'm gonna go through the whole pyramid. Too much of a shakeup. I'll give you everyone. F-boy tier, Pizza Pete, still there. Even though he's off the show, he is in the F-boy tier. The Nobody Cares tier, a new addition. The only person in this tier currently, Rick. I remember him, I guess. He's eliminated week 6. Nobody cares about this guy. You want to talk about lack of juice on the beach? It's the guys in the pool that were trying to get the girls to play chicken and they won't even get in the pool. That is the opposite of juice.
Okay.
The extras tier, we still got Jacob. We got a newcomer, Kate. She has 15,000 followers, eliminated week 2. Don't remember Kate at all. Okay.
No, I liked what she brought to the beach, though. I will say that. We didn't talk about
her
much.
She's got a chance to move up. I do like what she's, I will say, I don't know if she's here for the right reasons. I will say that. Okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like what she
brought. Why she's bringing some stuff to the beach. She's got a chance to move up. I'll say that. Okay. Extras. Adam. He literally is he's a body double. He's an extra rim. he is an extra. He also just didn't move the needle in this episode. Okay.
I expected the international contestants to be hyped up and exoticized a little bit
more.
They
were not. They didn't do anything, neither of them. He's from Bachelorette Australia, Thor's body double. That's the only reason he's not in Nobody Cares, is the Thor's body double thing.
That is notable.
Important role players. We're moving up a tier. Logan's still there. Florence from Bachelor Australia made it to episode 14 of the season. That's a fuck ton of episodes, Rim. She made it to 14.
Yeah, technically further than anyone's ever gotten on the American version.
Crazy. When I read that, I'm like, well, goddamn, how long are those seasons? She also joined
an hour. Maybe they're only an hour.
Yeah, it could be. Joined the country's version of Bachelor in Paradise. She joined Australia, Bachelor in Paradise. She has 104,000 followers. She should be higher, but she just doesn't move the needle over here. I'm sorry. I don't want to be biased with the American Bachelor, but I am. Also in that tier, Brittany still there, and Jill, in the important role players.
What about probably Logan? Isn't Logan in there?
Oh yeah, I said him first. Logan was the first one. Logan, okay. Florence, Brittany, and Jill are all in the important role players. Jill might be moving up to star soon with the way she has been performing. Okay, keep an eye on Jill. Stars. First up, a newcomer, Alex, 80,000 followers. I remember him from Rachel Lindsay's season.
Mm-hmm.
This is his fourth season of Paradise, Rim. I'd argue.
Oh, stunning.
He's the king of the world when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise. He's been on Australia Bachelor in Paradise, Canada Bachelor in Paradise. He's been on, and then he's been on America.
I would argue that he has had the best bachelor career.
Traveled.
Talk about travel. No one has the perspective of the various countries.
I wanted to put him in Superstar, but the fanfare when he showed up didn't do it for me.
No,
I don't
people
know
have to want to talk to you.
Yeah, there's nobody wanting to talk to Alex here. Okay. Shanae's still in there. Serene's in there. And then another newcomer, Sarah, eliminated in week 7. I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably why she's here. And then 65,000 followers. Good number.
Nothing to shake a stick at.
Superstar. We still got Andrew, Michael, Lace, Brandon, Aaron, Rodney. There's a lot of big names on this season. Genevieve, who moved up last week, I believe. And then we got Tyler, a newcomer. Little bachelor buzz after his Rachel breakup. Had a great breakup, in fact. And then the way people are acting.
Yeah, suspiciously great. If I recall, my own opinion was suspiciously great.
The way people are acting with him puts him in this tier. He's only got 54,000 followers. I think that number's going to climb a lot.
Highly
but then
desired.
Also, he is desired on the beach or the villa, wherever he's at. Then Jasenia.
The estate, excuse me.
Jasenia is also in the Superstars tier. Third season on the franchise. Matt James's season, eliminated week 7, was on last season of Bachelor in Paradise. Damn near 100,000 followers. Jasenia is a superstar here. The more seasons you're on, the higher you're going to be. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then you got the super duper stars. Rim Victoria, 580,000 Instagram followers. She's been there the whole season. She's finally joined by someone else, Rim.
Who could it
Danielle
be?
Danielle Maltby. Third season on the franchise. 272,000 Instagram followers. A huge name at the time after Nick Viles' season. Bachelorette buzz at the time. Dated Wells or had that beautiful kiss. I don't think they even dated. They just had that one kiss before she left. Neonatal nurse in Nashville. Huge outside of this universe reality TV drama. If you'll remember, Rim, she dated Pauly Califori. Is that his name? How do you say his name?
Califiori? Califiori?
Is that how you say it?
You're the challenge historian.
I know, but I can't remember.
This is embarrassing for you.
Let me look it up. Can't remember.
I think it's Califiori.
Pauly Califiori, yeah. Pauly was dating Daniel Maltby. Pauly went on to a season of The Challenge. He started flirting with Cara Maria, the biggest name in The Challenge at the time. They become a couple. It comes out after Pauly was tricking both of them. It was a huge story on in the tabloids. Okay. So she was mixed up with that, had that little, had, you know, tell-all interviews and stuff, screenshots of her messages and stuff like that. There was a huge story at the time, a couple years ago. Anyways, she's a big name. The only person I can see fit to end with Michael at the end of this. Victoria's got a little company now, okay? And then
she's obviously on track to, predicted at the top of this episode, become an all-time part favorite. Of an all-time Bachelor couple,
Yeah, she's got a real chance to move up to that super-duper megastars, too, which is
pretty exciting.
Empty now because Ashley and Jared left. So that's the pyramid right now.
No arguments from me. None.
Okay.
None. And I try to poke holes
in
the
pyramid. You try. I see
you. Nothing to do. There's nothing to poke holes in here. These are all where they should be. All right. Well, that's all we got. About at the halfway point, almost at the halfway point of the season. I'm curious to see how much longer the twist lasts. If it is going to be kind of weird when it
can't be this whole next episode, will it?
I don't
know. Coming.
They got to come back.
They got to come back next week, at least the second.
Oh, next
episode.
Week for sure. Next
Tuesday?
Week for sure. But that makes me wonder. Like, you're just going to go back to normal paradise now?
Well, everything's changed. You heard Jesse.
I forgot that.
And it'll never be the same, I believe you said. So keep that in mind.
I will. Okay, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.